The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
So, is the government going to force you to get the COVID vaccine? Dun, dun, dun! You'll find out right now in this episode. Also, a gentleman was so distraught when his fiance passed away. They were very young, in love. She had this rare kidney disorder. After 8 years of not being able to get over it, he transferred her memories into AI and communicated with her. Is this something you would do?
Yes.
If you lost a loved one, would you want to talk to artificial intelligence?
I would do it
pretend?
For myself, so I could talk to myself, just to get to know myself better.
You don't even make sense.
No, it does. Trust
All
me.
All right. The podcast begins now. Automatic, you and Anthony have been sitting here talking about a walk-up song. And I waited until we hit the airwaves because I was going to ask you off the air, but on the air, what the heck is a walk-up song? Tuesday's here. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show, and I'm Dana Cortez.
I'm DJ Automatic.
I'm Anthony A., professional stand-up comedian.
Oh, well, exactly. And you're like telling Otto, I changed my walk-up song.
Yeah.
And Otto's like, yeah, dude. What is that? What are you talking about?
So when you get introduced at the comedy club, you get to pick a song that you walk up to, and every comedian has their own little song that they think is going to add to their set or increase the value of their set. And for me, it used to be Cardi B, Bodak Yellow. But then I made a last-minute decision to go to Selena, Bitty Bitty Bomb Bomb.
Much funner record.
Oh, I bet the crowd went crazy
for
with that.
The moment I get out there, all the Latinx women, I'm on their side already, yo. It's so good.
Bitty Bitty Bomb Bomb.
Automatic, you played baseball, bro.
Oh, yeah, of course. So, I have my walk-up music.
Well, I know, because you related to it. I'm like, what the heck? Now I get it. You're making an entrance. What song's going to help you make an entrance,
Automatic? I did baseball and boxing, and I've kept the same one.
What is it?
Time for some action. Redman.
Oh, what kind of mood do you think this puts you in?
This makes you want to beat someone.
The ball with the bat is what we're talking about, ladies
I guess
and gentlemen.
When you're boxing,
or just
playing
with the
baseball
bat.
Is a good thing. No,
Dana, now you've been on many numerous panels, you know what I'm saying? So let's say you're on the highest.
Now coming to the stage, Dana Cortez!
Hey!
That's a fun one. That is a fun
one.
I don't care who you are. Let me explain to you about Ramon Ayala, Tragos Amargos. It doesn't matter. If you had a little bit of tequila, when this song comes on, you could be living in Spokane or you could be living on a border town. It don't matter. Everybody loves that song. So that would be me right there.
Aw, man.
And then I'd hand out shots of tequila. So no matter what I said, I'd get an A+. All right. National Day, Anthony A.
All right. Yo, we got to start off with National Chicken Fingers Day, y'all.
Yummy.
Sometimes I am guilty of going to a grown-up restaurant and ordering chicken fingers.
Now, boneless wings are not mini chicken fingers. At Anthony A 400, if you guys want to debate, I'm open to it.
No, they're not.
It makes
at
any
all.
Sense to me.
Not even a little bit.
We have National Scotch Day, y'all. Ooh.
I don't do scotch. I'm not. I don't feel like. The last time I drank scotch, I ended up smoking cigars and I was hungover for 2 days.
2 days?
Oh, no.
I was going to say every alcoholic I've ever known drinks a lot of scotch.
Well, you know what? You want to get drunk, drink all the scotch you want, and take your houseplant for a walk, because it's take your houseplant for a walk day.
What
does that even mean?
Show off your plant if you're for all my plant daddies out there.
Let me tell you something.
So I have my plant that I really love, and I would love to take my plant
first
for a
all,
walk.
First of all, my daughter gave me that plant for Mother's Day, and Automatic has kept it alive. I
for
almost
7 years. Years.
7 years.
Hey. 7 years.
And it's a money tree.
Yes.
Hey. Let's take her for a walk today.
I'm gonna show off my little baby.
And we'll play this song. Hey.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Do you remember when Chipotle gave everybody raises? Well, how has it affected their bottom line? How much money are they losing or making? I'll tell you now, it's hottest hashtags on the Dana Cortez Show, and I'm Dana Cortez.
I'm DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Mild Sauce.
Okay, so will vaccines be mandated? There's a lot of people speculating that President Biden and his administration will force people to get vaccines, and Press Secretary Jen Psaki is saying, not true.
One, that's not the role of the federal government. That is the role that institutions, private sector entities, and others may take. That certainly is appropriate. Also, local communities are going to take steps they need to take in order to protect people in their communities.
I think it's such a personal decision when it comes to getting vaccinated. It really is up to each individual. July 6th of this year, So just a couple of weeks ago, the CDC reported that 5,200 cases of COVID amongst the 157 million fully vaccinated people in the U.S. have gotten seriously ill. That is 0.003%. You can still get the virus, but it's going to keep you out of the hospital. You're going to get better faster. Now we're going to move on to a story about a photo that went viral of a seven-year-old in the farm fields of Indiana picking strawberries. And Americans were shocked. How is this happening? It's been happening for a long time.
How is it legal for a seven-year-old to work?
It's not, okay. But it is for a 12-year-old.
Okay.
Oh.
And so this was obviously, yeah, it was illegal. And
yes, it is.
That's why the picture went viral?
Well, I think that it went viral because people didn't know that this has been happening for a very long time. This is the norm. If you recall the astronaut, the Latino Hernandez that went to space, he said, I used to travel with my family. I've been working in the field since I was 5 years old. Migrated from city to city.
Now, it's not like take your kid to work day kind of thing? Or
no,
what?
It's take your kid to work because we have to eat day.
Oh.
And that's because migrant farm workers are not paid well. The laws that were written at a time when slaves were first freed. They didn't care about paying people. They didn't care about their kids being, you know, in the field. So let's get these laws changed as soon as possible, please. And then finally, food news.
Nom, nom, nom.
Chipotle has given everyone raises and even announced that managers are going to earn $100,000. So how did this affect their bottom line? They announced margins were up from 12.2% to 24.5%.
Okay. They doubled their business?
Doubled their business. Now, they did raise prices slightly, but it hasn't deterred anybody for asking for that extra guac.
Well, how about you give it back to your consumers? How about we stop charging for the guac and stop charging for the queso?
How
that's
about
not
that?
The way it,
yeah,
that's
about
not
that?
The way
I
it
mean,
happens.
$3 for a little scoop of guacamole.
But you still order it, don't you?
I do it, but that's a lot for a scoop.
Looks like they're projected to have 6,000 Chipotles in North America by the end of this year. Well, I just thought it was good, though, because they're paying really fair wages. And they saw such an increase. I love it. I hope it influences others to do the same.
We're the one paying for the guac. We're paying them wages.
It's good. That's a good thing. National Day Anthony A. I'd rather pay wages than pay for somebody to have to qualify for assistance from the government.
All right. There you go. Get the burritos. We're going to start with National Scotch Day, ladies and gentlemen. Now, do you know a scotch can only be called scotch if it's made in Scotland?
I had no idea.
I didn't know that, but it's still a whiskey, though, right?
Yes, still a whiskey. There you go, okay. DJ Automatic. And we have National Take Your Houseplant for a Walk Day.
I don't understand this, but I do know that Automatic has kept my little money tree alive for 7 years, and I think you should take her for a walk.
Well, okay, if I kept it alive for 7 years, what's our little money tree's name?
Her name is... See,
it's
we got
a, first of all, it's a boy.
Whatever. Lolo is the aloe plant, and she is... I forgot his name.
It's Lucky.
Oh yeah, that's right.
There
Lucky.
We go. It makes sense, because you drink too much scotch, then you want to take anything for a walk. So there we go. And it's also National Chicken Finger Day.
My favorite chicken fingers from fast food place come from Church's. I like the spicy ones. You dip it in that white gravy. Oh, baby,
they don't got nothing on the Cane's ones.
Oh, you want a battle?
The Cane's ones are by far the best chicken fingers. I mean, all they do are chicken fingers.
Cane's versus Church's chicken fingers. Polls up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I know I'm winning.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
For anyone who's ever waited tables, worked as a bartender, sometimes even hostess or host, you understand that sometimes your hourly wage is anywhere between $2, maybe $5, and you depend on your tips. Today, we are debating why an employer would withhold those tips for 3 months. And if they did, is it your right to say, I quit on the spot? Well, that's what happened to this woman. She actually gave 2 weeks' notice. She was much nicer than I would have been. Very professional.
Especially for a waiting job.
Yeah, she thought, well, maybe it's going to get a little better, and it just didn't. After 2.5 months, she's like, my student loans, my rent, everything was just piling up.
Hold on, Automatic. You don't have to put in 2 weeks when you're a waiter?
No, most of the time they just quit.
Oh, they don't show up.
Yeah, but they just stop showing up because they got another job at another restaurant.
You know how many double shifts had to work because somebody just decided, I don't want to work today.
Dang.
That's fine. I'll take your tips. So this woman wrote a little note to her employer, and she says, you know what? This morning, a friend of mine connected me with the manager of a 4-star hotel bar, and I'm just not making it on, you know, what you're paying me at this time. I appreciate the opportunity, but withholding the tips has left me in a bad predicament. I'm behind on rent. I'm behind on my student loans, blah, blah, blah. Well, the employer writes her back. I got your message. It sounds like you have a lot of financial burden. Everyone has financial challenges, but you're supposed to meet me halfway. In any relationship, there has to be give and take. Because of you, I fired 2 employees. So maybe you should think about that next time. Well, I will mail you your last paycheck. Don't bother to stop in.
Oh.
And I understand as a former owner of a restaurant how difficult running a restaurant can be. Automatic, don't lie, it's hard.
Oh, it's a hard job. Probably the hardest job I've ever had.
But it's not hard to add up 2 and 2, all right? So he said, meet me halfway.
You.
Meet me halfway.
It can get,
give me my
the
tips.
Halfway at anywhere, any place you work in America is I do the work, you give me the money. That's halfway.
And that's it.
But it can get tricky with tips. So you, let's say she's making $2.13 an hour and he wasn't making her claim her tips. So now all of a sudden it looks like she's only making $2.13 an hour.
That's not the case, though. I understand that happened to us.
Yes. Oh.
But that's not the case here. This business is withholding tips from all of their new employees, which in I think is against the law.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's against the law. I think that you can pool the tips and then distribute them in a paycheck, but I don't think you can just withhold the money for 3 months.
It got me to thinking, should everybody tip? We've got a lot of calls coming through, so line 2, do you think yes or no?
No.
You don't always leave a tip? Why?
No. I was a server once, and I have high expectations for people who serve me. It's not hard to be like nice to remember stuff. And like, when someone's rude or isn't paying attention and there's not a lot of tables and I see that they don't have a lot on their plate, then, you know, and they're still a bad server, that's awful. But, of course, if it's busy, I understand. But, no, I will not leave a tip if the service is bad.
I always leave a tip no matter what. Because I was a waiter and a waitress, whatever. And I would just, I depended on that money so much. And it was scary. Like if somebody didn't leave me a tip, oh my God, that day I might not be able to put gas in my car or whatever. But I get it. And I know a lot of people who just say, I'm not going to tip if they don't treat me right.
Right. I mean, that's their job. We all have bad days. You can't give, 10%. When someone's coming out to eat, you don't know if they worked hard the whole month to go and eat out with their family. That's really important. You have to make their experience worth it.
Ooh, well, that's kind of a good point, too.
I don't care if you get bad service. You still need to leave a tip.
Even with bad service, I'll do 15%.
If you can't afford to give 15%, you shouldn't be eating out. How about that? Is that good? Thank you. All right, Dana's.
Standing ovation.
Dana's really passionate. That's
you don't understand. Like when
you
I
know
was
how many times we've gotten snipped on tips.
When I was waiting tables, I depended on that money every day. If I didn't make that money every day, I couldn't buy groceries. I couldn't put gas in my car. There were just things that came up. And if I didn't make my tips, oh my gosh, I would freak out.
Long before I owned a restaurant, I worked as a waiter. And if I didn't have that cash on hand, like Dana, I didn't have gas for my car. I didn't have money to get something to eat. I would end up having to eat the exact same thing from the restaurant, which gets old after a while. But yeah, I just couldn't live. I couldn't function without getting those tips. I don't understand why anybody would hold those tips for 3 months. That's
not
fair.
Is it on the restaurant to pay their employees minimum wage like they do? You said in Europe, they don't tip over there. They got to pay them a living wage. Or is it up to us to
that? It's up to us, but we don't have to break the model because of this whole one case here. I think it's up to us to tip, but they also have to give her the tips. So you said that they can't do this, so does that mean she could like legally sue them?
Yeah, so
she can
needs
go to the Department of Labor.
She needs to go to the EEOC and just tell them, hey, I need some help. I need my money.
Are you going to do that, though, if you're already a broke waiter?
Like, yes, because I'm a broke waiter.
Yes, because that'll guarantee you get your money.
But time is money. How much time is this going to take for me to run through this whole thing? You got to sue this company.
It's not as hard as you would think.
Really? No, you call and get somebody on this because I need my money. All right. Do you believe that you should always tip your waiter or waitress no matter what the service is like?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I know anyone who's raising kids, mom, dad, auntie, uncle, abuelas, grandmas, my nana raised me. You want to raise your kids to be confident and mentally strong. Psychotherapists have put together 3 things that you have to do when you're praising your kids. I'm going to share it with you in a bit. In case you missed it, it's time now. DJ Automatic, you kick this off.
Hold on, you're going to tell us how to psychoanalyze our children?
No, I'm going to tell you how to raise incredibly strong, confident kids.
Oh, okay.
Love it.
So there is a shortage of school supplies expected.
No!
So it's time to stock up on those back to school merchandise now. Industry experts are expecting a very short supply of products this year, thanks to the tight inventory and delayed shipments. You know, we've been talking about supply chains being broken.
Like the manufacturing, the whole thing. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. What? Analysts say the categories facing the shortest supplies are backpacks, stationery, which is paper, sports equipment, laptops, and tablets.
I think I have 9200 number two pencils in one of my drawers at home if anybody needs some.
Where's my pencil at?
As I read through this, let me tell you the most interesting part of it. How much do you think per family spends when getting their kids ready to go back to school?
On school supplies? Probably, if you have two, three kids, $160 to $250.
Take another guess, Anthony.
I'm going to have to say $400.
$850 per family on school supplies, which includes like clothes, shoes, and whatnot.
Oh, I thought you meant just like the pencils, pens. Oh, yeah, with the clothes, that stuff's expensive. That's why I'm pro uniform. Yeah, at me. I know a lot of people don't like that, but
I hated the uniform. I hated the uniform. All right, yo.
I had one pair of pants 1 year. I would have loved to wear a uniform.
In case you missed it, Amazon introduced a new male voice, an alternative to Alexa. It's Ziggy. And here he is giving you directions.
Traffic on your commute looks pretty clear. The fastest route takes about 16 minutes via South Jackson Street and Bourne Avenue South.
Wah-wah, is it you putting me to sleep?
I was going to say, I'm not trying to nap while I'm driving.
Oh, okay, all right.
Like Ziggy.
Harsh crowd in here.
Bring back Alexa.
She's still there. It's just an alternate.
Hold on. Also, Amazon introduced two new celebrity voices. You can now set your alarm clock to be woken up by Melissa McCarthy.
Hey, remember when you said to set that alarm for you? This is the alarm going off. So, you've been alarmed.
She can do better than that.
Oh!
Melissa McCarthy is like one of the funniest people on earth. Who gave her that line? Was it Jeff Bezos? Did he write that line?
Damn. Wow, Dana got the jokes, but you can
put
also...
Put me on there, Alexa. Put me on Echo. Jeez.
You can also ask NBA Hall of Famer Shaquille O'Neal to deliver you some NBA dad jokes.
How did the center find out he was being benched? He got tipped off.
That's worse than your one-liners, Anthony. And that's difficult to do.
The frequency of him hitting those jokes is about as frequent as he hit those free throws.
Oh, man, delivered it, baby. Good job, Otto. Good job.
All right, now here is the story I've been talking about. In case you missed it, a psychotherapist says parents who raise confident, mentally strong kids always do these three things when praising their children. Number one, praise the process.
Okay.
The effort, because kids will understand, oh, when I am working on something, I get praised. Don't constantly scream at them for not doing it. Oh, you read that chapter? That's great. Oh, you're working on math? Cool. If you're constantly screaming at them for not doing it, that's the reaction. No matter what, kids want your attention. So if their negative actions drive that attention, well... And so I'm really learning something.
So I was going to say, so I'm doing it wrong when I'm like, what page are you on? You should be on this page.
No, you should say, oh my gosh, you've gotten that far. Yeah. That's good. Tell me what happens in the next chapter.
My grandmother was very big on appreciating the journey.
I love that. Nanas always do, right? Number two, they never make it a competition. Well, when I was younger, when I was little, I used to... Boy, automatic, man. Let me tell you, this is about you right here.
What are you talking about? I was a horrible student. I don't ever tell her to do like me in school.
Tell her in life, though.
Yeah. Are you saying that auto makes everything a competition, Dana?
Not necessarily a competition, but he always does refer to, you know, he be Uncle Rico sometimes.
I think you have to have some type of competition. They have to understand something about that. You can't just be like everything flows off the energy of the universe.
But social comparisons can teach kids... that they're never going to measure up. And to be honest, I don't want my kids to measure up to me because I want them to be better than me.
That's why I always tell her those things.
And then use observational language. Instead of saying, that's so good, how about actually paying attention and saying, oh, I like the colors you chose in that painting. Why'd you do that? Oh, I like what you wrote here. What made you say that?
Mm. That makes me feel like I'm talking to a two-year-old.
Well, sometimes you have to because it shows you're actually paying attention to what your child is doing. And that, in turn, shows them that you actually care. It's not just, yeah, that's great. What's great? Do you even know what I did?
Or how about never complimenting them, and then they just have this weird...
No, that's not it.
That's the way I grew up.
All right, you want me to share these three things with you, parents? Hit me now, at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I'm going to share them in a story.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Listen to this headline. A grieving boyfriend used AI technology to communicate with his dead fiance, and it actually worked.
What the fuck?
Okay, so this guy was so upset when his fiance of years died of a very rare kidney disorder that he used AI technology to bring his dead girlfriend back from the dead. Well, sort of. The devastated guy signed up for a website that uses AI to mimic messages and imitate human writing. He fed it with all of her memories and all of their experiences from Facebook and text messages that he had saved. And they started talking. I read the entire article. He just couldn't deal with her death. Mind you, this is 8 years after she passed. And he's still grieving. Some of the text messages included her telling him, when he said, "I just miss you and I want to hold you." And she asked him, "Why don't you hold yourself?" And so he said, though, it helped him actually come to terms with the fact that she had died and he can't talk to her anymore. Some people say he crossed the line. I think you got to deal with grief however you need to.
I mean, whatever way gets you past it. That's,
yeah.
That's 8 years. Is that too long? That's,
well, like, this helped him, though. Like, yeah, it was.
You can't enable that. Like, yo, you got to move on after, like, come on, I'll give you, like, 2 years for that. But you can't be.
I don't think I could ever get over losing DJ Automatic. Ever.
Man, you had to take it there, huh?
I'm sorry. That's the way I feel.
Well, hopefully he doesn't write a bad Google review about his experience with that AI company, because now he can be sued. Yes, a couple from Washington State was trying to get their roof fixed. They had a leaky roof, and they said they were treated rudely and dismissively by the roofing company, so they wrote a negative one-star Google review. What did that roofing company do? They threatened them to take it down. They didn't take it down. So now the roofing company is suing them for $112,000. Claiming defamation and intentionally harming the company's business.
But businesses ask you to give them a Google review. So what's the problem?
Well, they didn't get the right Google review.
They got the roof.
So now the couple has actually had to start a GoFundMe so they can help fight the case, because they need help with their legal expenses.
There are some hater reviewers out there. I love reading reviews before I, you know, buy a product, and I will receive the product and it's great. And sometimes those reviews don't even make sense. They're just being ugly.
The only thing I want to know, does the roof still leak? Because if it doesn't, then it doesn't deserve a one-star review. And the other thing is, stop being so sensitive. They don't have to be nice to you. All they got to do is fix your roof.
You're right, Automatic. You're right.
Stop being sensitive. We don't have a counter argument to that. Yeah, no, you're right.
Yo, and here's my thing about people who leave reviews. If you leave a review longer than one paragraph, you're a jerk. All right.
Okay,
so that's how I feel about
that. We agree on that.
Now, who's not a jerk, the company Frito-Lay, because they recently paid a teenager $20,000 because she found a puffy Dorito in her bag.
Hold on.
No, a puffy Dorito?
Yeah, yo, so check
like
it.
A fat
Why did
area?
She get a 20? I found a lot of puffy Doritos in my
you
bag.
You should have held on to them, because what she did is she got the chip, posted it on her TikTok, and asked them, should I eat it or should I sell it? She ended up posting it online on eBay for 99 cents. It got all the way up to $1,000. But then eBay pulled it because it's a food item, and Frito-Lay stepped in and offered the girl $20,000.
How old is she, Anthony?
She's 13.
Who bought her that bag of Doritos?
Her pop. Oh, her dad.
Holy Jesus.
No. Well, that just took care of college then.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Is Bad Bunny really quitting music to join the WWE? DJ Automatic and Anthony A got to sit down with Triple H. You won't believe what he has to say. I'm going to play the audio now. Deadly Dirt, the best gossip, Anthony A, celebrity birthdays.
Model Winnie Harlow celebrating her birthday.
I love her.
Young Dolph celebrating his birthday. Hey. We also have Alex Rodriguez celebrating his birthday. I forgot it last hour. And Tory Lanez, but our dog, Triple H, celebrating his birthday.
Yes. I heard J-Lo forgot his birthday, too.
Oh, nice.
Damn, son.
Sorry.
Way to inject some humor.
Sorry.
That's a steroid joke.
Jokes on jokes. All right, so congratulations. Kanye West broke the live music streaming record. 3.3 million people watched him debut the album Donda, which is coming August 6th. The previous record was held by Gucci versus Jeezy with 1.8 million.
Did you see that they were selling $50 hot dogs at that?
What?
DJ Automatic. They were selling $120 t-shirts, and I think the chicken nuggets were $100.
Oh, my God.
For like an 8-piece. And people were hungry. They were buying them. Kanye was 3 hours late. Okay, now we're going to talk a little bit about DaBaby. Speaking of performances, he was, one of the headliners at Rolling Loud. This is one of the most humongous festivals in the country. And then he decided to say this.
You didn't show up today with HIV, AIDS, any of them deadly sexual transmitted diseases that'll make you die in 2-3 weeks. Put a cell phone light in the air. Lady, if your smell like water, put a cell phone light in the air. Fellas.
Lights up.
Fellas, if you ain't sucking in the parking lot, put your cell phone lights
Let's
in the air.
Let's be real about this.
Yeah, keep it For real.
Some of y'all suspect as a motherfucker. Let's be real.
I'm really trying to figure out what did they, what is that? What was that? His performance, top notch. A plus all the way.
Yeah.
That?
I just want to know if they planned that.
They did. There's sound effects and everything.
I thought his DJ was about to reveal something to us. I was like, what do you guys want to do in a parking lot?
The only suspicious thing is YouTube. And nothing wrong with that. But come on now. All right. And then finally, DJ Automatic and Anthony A in their little Two Dudes, One Studio segment sat down with WWE's very own Triple H. And of course, they discussed Bad Bunny.
Yeah, he has everything it takes to be a WWE superstar. He's got this little music career thing he's got going on. If that doesn't pan out for him, wrestling's probably the place. WWE is the place for him. I know he loved it. You know, he basically said it was the greatest thing he ever did in his life. So I don't think it's the last we've probably seen of him, because I think he's got the itch and the bug to do it again.
Bad Bunny ain't quitting music.
Nope.
Nobody get upset. He's not quitting music, but he did say when he sat down in the barbershop with Jay-Z and LeBron and everybody.
I don't give a damn about the barbershop.
Wait,
Triple
hold
H
on,
sat
he
down
said.
With me and DJ Automatic, and Triple H said that Bad Bunny will return to wrestling because he has that itch. Also, DJ Automatic, do you remember when I pitched our storyline to Triple H and he agreed with it?
Anthony's trying to become the Jimmy Hart.
Yep, I'm gonna be Bad Bunny's cool. So we're gonna start our own group, our own tag team, and we're gonna be called Latin D-Generation X.
You have to watch this interview. If you're a WWE fan, ladies, if your man loves WWE, go to YouTube, subscribe to Dana Cortez Show, and check it out.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The date is July 27th, and it's time for DJ Automatic's Music Facts here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
All right, Otto, let's get it started.
Today's birthdays, we got Tory Lanez.
Everyone falls in love sometimes.
I don't have much to say about him right now, because I don't know what's going on with him.
He hasn't been the same since he got that new hairline. So, I don't know. Shout out to Tory, though.
Quarantine radio was kind of good, though.
Yeah. Shout out to Tory-ish. Yeah,
he shot himself in the foot. He could have had a better career.
Ooh. No, he shot Megan Thee Stallion in the foot. All right. Now we're going to 1983 when Madonna released her self-titled debut album. So that song was her first song ever, and it became popular by a DJ named DJ Mark Carmens, who played it after Madonna would not leave him alone at the club. But it went over really well, and now we have Madonna.
That's a woman who literally reinvents herself every decade. She still sells out a world tour every single year.
You're right, because I only know her for Making Out with Drake.
Ooh!
So that album produced 5 singles, and it went 5 times platinum. Oh. All right, next we're going to 1984, when they released Purple Rain to theaters.
The best, worst movie of all time. I bought the movie 2 weeks ago just so we could watch it. And Automatic's like, I can't believe you bought that movie. But then we're watching it and the soundtrack is just amazing.
I mean, I've seen that movie at this point at least 50 times for real. All right, next one in 1993 when Fat Joe, a.k.a. Fat Joe the Gangster, at this time released his debut album, Represent.
Speaking of someone who reinvents himself over and over, Fat Joe, probably bigger today, but not fatter, but bigger today than he was at that time.
Facts. All right, next we're going to 1999 when the Hot Boys released their second album, Guerrilla Warfare.
I need a hot girl. I want a hot girl.
So this was still the beginning of Lil Wayne's career, but think about this. He's on with all the other Hot Boys. The album goes multi-platinum. And he's not even 20 years old yet.
I think he was in his teens.
He was still a teenager at this point.
He was a young teenager at this
and
point.
And wrote the majority of those albums,
yes.
too.
All right, last we're going to 2004, when this song right here hit and became a worldwide smash.
Let me hold you, go caress my body. You got me going crazy. You turn me on, turn me on.
This one still goes off. Girls like this at the club. This is a good one to get everybody on a dance floor.
I mean, Kevin Little, Turn Me On has been a hit in the club since then.
I like it. That's Music Facts for July 27th right here on the Dana Cortez Show. Back with more in less than 5 minutes from right now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Doritos recently paid $20,000 to a teenager who found a puffy chip in their bag. That's not crazy, though. You wouldn't imagine what somebody paid for a grilled cheese that had the face of the Virgin Mary on it. Let's talk about it right now. I'm talking to two dudes.
One studio.
The recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show is by myself, Anthony A., and my scum padre, Sir DJ Automatic. And earlier, during our WTF topic, I was breaking down a story that came out of Australia where a 13-year-old girl opened up a bag of Doritos and found a chip in there that was unusually puffy. It's like it was filled with air instead of the normal triangle.
Yeah, I've come across them many times.
We've all played ourselves because I've seen a lot of them too, bro. And she threw it up on eBay, started off at 99 cents. It got all the way up to $1,000.
Damn.
And then Doritos said, stop this. We're just going to give you 20 racks right here. Chill out. But Automatic, this is crazy, bro. Back in 2004, a grilled cheese sandwich appeared to have the face of the Virgin Mary, and it was sold for $28,000.
Where and who bought it? And did they eat it?
This was reported by the BBC, so I have to assume it's across the pond.
Oh. Okay. I mean, was it like that's a fancy Eucharist.
I mean, that's something that's like kind of crazy, right? That's wild, but you wouldn't believe what happened most recently. A McDonald's chicken nugget shaped like the character from the online game Among Us was sold on eBay for $100,000, bro.
What?
Yeah,
what?
Dude.
For a chicken nugget? I'm gonna make one that looks like just like that, and I'll only charge you 20 grand.
But yo, back to the 13-year-old girl who found the puffy chip, right? So yeah. She gets $20,000 from Frito-Lay. Do you think she should give her father some of that money?
Yeah, her dad bought the chips.
Really?
I mean, well, I think what they should do is put it in a college fund. Once she gets to college, then she could use the 20 grand. Because you give a 13-year-old 20 grand, and let me tell you what's gonna happen to that.
She actually did an interview about that topic right there, and they said, well, do you think that you should give your dad the money? And she said, no, that's not your cheese.
You stupid.
I almost got it, dude. I almost got it. But on that note, we're going to dip up out of here. Oh, come on. Come on, yo.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Hey, I just want to shout out DJ Automatic and Anthony A. That conversation you gentlemen had with Triple H has got to be one of the best combos you have ever had. My question for you, though, hold up. And everybody listening, hey, you can go watch it on YouTube, okay? Subscribe to Dana Cortez Show. It's free. Listen, what other man crushes do you want to interview? DJ Automatic.
Well, I'm looking at a Jungle Cruise promo right now, so I want to interview The Rock.
Okay, I would love for you to interview The Rock. That would be great. Anthony A.
Stone Cold Steve Austin is still on my list.
Oh, my so there gosh, go. That'd be so
both
good.
Both wrestlers.
Yeah, we're going to keep it rolling.
All right, so hopefully we'll get that done. Turn it up. More podcast continues.